Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
First, though, we start with the news that just in the past couple of hours, actually, that Fingal County Council has issued an enforcement notice to the operators of Dublin Airport for breaching the cap of 32 million passengers a year. The DAA says this notice is a sorry indictment, they say, of the mess that is the Irish planning system. Well, I'm joined now by Gerry McDermott, Head of Communications at Fingal County Council, who've issued that enforcement notice. Gerry, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
What's the story here? I mean, what is happening in terms of the enforcement notice and why?
Well, first of all, Fingal County Council is the planning authority for Dublin Airport and has been since 2019. And we received complaints that conditions in relation to the passenger capacity at Dublin Airport, which were imposed by Onboard Panola back in 2008, had been breached in 2023 and 2024, 2023 and 2024. And our planning authority enforcement unit initiated a formal investigation to assess compliance with the conditions. They issued a warning letter to the DA and provided them with an opportunity to respond, which they did. They continued the investigation and eventually concluded that there had been breaches of the planning conditions in relation to passenger capacity. And because these were ongoing, they issued an enforcement notice.
Okay.
I think this is more importantly, is that they've given Dublin Airport 2 years to comply.
We'll come to the 2 years. 2 years to comply, you say. Okay. So this period is for when exactly? Because it's a protracted period, you say there.
Well, it's 2023 and 2024.
Okay, but there was a breach in 2019 and there was no enforcement notice. So why now?
No, there was a breach in 2019 and complaints were received by the planning authority. A warning letter was issued, but then you might remember that in March 2020 we had COVID, and as a result passenger numbers at Dublin Airport plummeted, and so they fell below the 32 million capacity in 2020 and 2021 and 2022. So because the passenger numbers were below 32 million, Dublin Airport had achieved compliance, so there was no need to issue an enforcement notice at that stage.
Okay, so there's a couple of issues I want to bring up with you here, right? Last April, I think, the High Court extended the suspension of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport until the determination of High Court proceeding. Does that in any way impact on what you're doing here?
No, that relates to slots at Dublin Airport, and those High Court judgments would have stated that Fingal County Council is responsible for planning permissions at Dublin Airport, not
I know,
for slot
allocations. But the result of that judgment in the High Court is that they're extending the suspension of the passenger cap, and you're saying the passenger cap, same one, has been exceeded, aren't you? So is there a contradiction there somewhere?
No, the judgments relate to this year. The complaints that we received were for 2023 and 2024. So there have been breaches in those 2 years.
But
so
is it
that
the
is
same
why the enforcement notice has been issued.
Is it the same passenger cap, Gerry? 32 million?
The same passenger cap that's been there since 2007.
Yeah, so which has been suspended by the High Court, but you're saying it's been breached. Do you see where I'm coming from here? There's a contradiction there somewhere.
Well, no, we don't believe that there is a contradiction there, and we're planners, and we're dealing with the planning conditions in relation to Dublin Airport. The planning condition in relation to Dublin Airport, which was imposed by Onboard Panola, stated that the maximum capacity at Dublin Airport is 32 million passengers.
And you
per
don't
annum.
Believe there's a contradiction?
And we carried out.
Yeah, on the face of it, it really does seem. And I know your investigations, which you're about to say, I'm sure, shows that the passenger cap was exceeded. How and ever, it's been exceeded for quite a protracted time, which you were saying. And not alone that, but the trajectory that DAA itself has shows that it's going to be, the passengers will be north of 36 million. 36 million this year, four beyond the cap, and heading towards 40 million by the end of the decade. So where does that leave your enforcement order?
Well, the Fingal obviously recognises the importance of Dublin Airport to not only the local and regional economy, but also to the national economy. And in our Fingal development plan and also in the Dublin local area plan, which have been approved by our councillors, we've facilitated the growth of Dublin Airport to 40 million. Dublin Airport currently have two planning applications with Fingal County Council in relation to increasing the passenger capacity to 36 million and to 40 million. And they have the opportunity over the next 2 years to progress those applications, and that will allow them to achieve compliance.
So on the one hand, you're allowing expansion towards 40, but imposing an enforcement order on 32.
The planning laws are very, very important to the Irish public, and the planning laws have been breached. Conditions of the planning permissions that were granted in 2007 have been breached, and therefore action has had to be taken.
I know, but do you know what I mean? It's the same organisation allowing for the expansion to passengers towards 40 million, but at the same time imposing an enforcement order because of exceeding 32 million of a cap. It seems dichotomous and silly, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because we have to uphold the planning laws. We received complaints, we investigated those complaints, we found that there had been a breach of the planning conditions, and therefore that there is continued breaches, so we've had to issue an enforcement notice.
Two years to comply, Cormac.
No matter what you think of the planning conditions, they are the planning conditions and they have to be complied with.
But
given Dublin Airport 2 years to achieve compliance.
Yeah, at the same time when you're allowing expansion towards at 40.
No, we have applications in front of us from DAA to go to 36 million and to 40 million. They are in the planning process at the moment. And if they successfully progress through the planning process, then that will allow the passenger capacity at Dublin Airport to increase to 36 million or 40 million and that.
And where
this condition
that
has been in place since 2007.
Okay. And really briefly then, sorry to cut across you again, where would that leave your enforcement order to be complied with if that happened in 2 years' time? Would that just fall away?
If in 2 years' time DA has achieved compliance with the planning condition, whether that planning condition is in relation to 32 million, to 36 million or 40 million, then a decision would be made at that time as to whether they've achieved compliance and as to whether this matter would progress.
Okay. Look, Gerry McDermott, Head of Communications at Fingal County Council, thank you very much indeed.